special meeting of council, which is June 20th, 2017, is called to order. I have no changes to the agenda. Are there any changes? A motion for approval of the agenda would be in order. Moved by Councilor Muse, seconded by Councilor Fancy. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We have under 3.1, land use bylaw zoning map 1, rezone municipal lands on Bar Street. Recommendation, Councilor Frelick, would you like to take this one?
So moved that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt a bylaw respecting the zoning of PID 7002-1126 and located off Bar Street in Liverpool from restricted residential R1 to multiple unit residential R3.
Seconder for that motion? Deputy Mayor McLeod? I've asked our planner, Mike McLeod, to give us a brief update on this issue.
I guess as per the public hearing this morning and the general background on this application for rezoning, we have an approved purchase and sale for this parcel of land. The proposal is for a multiple unit residential development consisting of 2 8-unit apartment buildings being constructed on the site. And the property right now is zoned as restricted residential R1, and I guess in order to facilitate a multiple unit residential development, that a rezoning to the multiple unit residential R3 zone would be required to permit this. So so that's I guess the issue that's before council today.
Thank you, Mr. Cloud. Any comments or questions of council?
Mike, as you know, this it's a population growth strategy for council to encourage and to provide opportunities for growth in housing, to bring new population in, and to provide adequate housing for folks that want to maybe live in their own home and want to sell it and want a smaller place to retire or to live in. And these multi-unit buildings are very popular everywhere else. They've worked in other communities, and I understand that this is what's going to be gone on this property. But I know there were concerns from the public regarding drainage and that sort of thing, and the impact that it may have on their properties subsequently going down because it is where it's located. Just give us a background on how that's dealt with the municipality. Are we responsible for that, or how does that work?
I guess the development that's being proposed or any other development, I guess, under the current zoning of a restricted residential, if it was a single family dwelling development that was being proposed for that site, it's the, I guess, the property owner's responsibility to ensure that drainage doesn't flow off their property and burden adjacent properties. So it's certainly their responsibility to mitigate any issues regarding drainage onto others. It's not a municipal responsibility. It would fall, I think, under the Environment Act. The urban environment would not allow that. So it's it would be the property owner's responsibility to ensure that that doesn't happen.
Okay. Can I continue? So if there is a need for the water, sewer, and now those services, we take it to the property line, and then they're responsible to do it at the property line?
That's correct.
So is that going to be done by us? Is that needed to have to get up into that right-of-way or wherever we have to get to the property?
Well, I guess our services are right there, servicing Bar Street, so it's essentially putting a lateral to the property line,
okay.
And then that becomes the responsibility of the property owner.
And that would cause any undue issues with drainage or anything like that?
No, I guess as far as line size and water and sewer, our engineering department looked at that, and there's sufficient water and sewer services to facilitate that development.
Mm-hmm. And it might be possible with the owner of that property, whatever development they're doing, that if they have, through the what they have to comply with Department of Environment, it may resolve some issues as well that might have happened coming coming down from that lot of land. I mean, there's, you're not always creating, but you could resolve some water problems too once they get into the construction.
Well, potentially, that too.
Yeah.
I have Councilor Crowe again.
Mike, could you tell me exactly what is there for drainage and pipe size? I know that when they did the renovation on Coral Street, because one, my house was one of the ones that had a problem, and in the November 11th flood, so they've taken that all off, they put in adequate pipe on
mm-hmm.
Coral Street. Is the same pipe on Burr Street? Where did that project end?
I believe just around the corner. It didn't extend up Burr Street at great distance, but it turned that corner, but exactly where that line stopped, I believe.
So if they're connecting, are they connecting the driveway that we see now on Burr Street that they're working on? Is that how they're coming to connect to the...
That's correct.
...to Burr Street? But we're not sure that pipe is adequate at this point. Is that going to be another project that...
No, our engineers are satisfied that what's there would facilitate the development that's being proposed, so.
Okay. And do we know the size of that?
I guess Brad does, but I'm not sure what that size, but I know he has looked at that specific item and is satisfied that what's there is
okay. But we're not sure that it's the same size as the one on Coral Street. I know the Coral Street one was made much, much larger.
Yeah, I don't think it would be the size that's on Coral, because that was done with that renewal of that section. So, but what's there is satisfies.
Okay.
Councilor Johnson?
I just heard this morning in the open session that there were three main issues. The drainage one, which seems has been engineered to in the bylaws that the owner can encroach and cause problems to somebody else. The other one was noise, and I assume there will be some noise during construction,
mm-hmm.
but we have bylaws to deal with that. And the buffer zone was designed to deal with noise as well as the optics of construction in that area. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, yeah, certainly it was the wish of the purchaser that he wanted to retain a buffer between that development and the adjacent residential.
Okay. And the third issue that I heard and struggle with is traffic and traffic flow, as well as the enforcement of the speed of that flow of traffic. Has there been any projected, like, 5-year, we know this, proposed two 8-unit apartments? Has there been any kind of projected flow for traffic patterns and stuff for in that area?
There's been no formal study done. I know conceptual plans that were done way back when the original Cobbs Ridge subdivision was done. That was an additional phase that Noss Brothers had at the time and never did get complete. But there was conceptual plans of that phase, which had that all as single family dwellings, but there was 60 some odd lots that were in there. So the Burr Street development, I'm assuming would have taken that into account when they developed the phases that are constructed now to facilitate that additional traffic. But there's been no recent formal traffic studies complete on that. So.
Okay. But for that piece of land, whether it's an 8-unit apartment or whether it's 4 duplexes, which already exist in Cobbs Ridge today, or mm-hmm. 16 single-family dwellings, traffic flow is going to remain the same.
Well, the traffic flow will increase.
Based on what that original land was zoned.
Yeah, I guess with the existing vacant land, I guess, but I guess any new development is obviously going to increase your traffic flow. So.
Okay, that answers my question.
Any other councilor?
How will the new owner be made aware of the potential problems? If he comes in there and is not aware that there was a previous flooding problem on lower streets, how would he know to remedy that or to address that as he's designing it?
I guess he's been advised that there had been issues, and we'll have to look at that in his design plans of that site, that there had been some drainage issues on the lower portion of those lanes.
I'm looking over on Waterloo Street, and when they put the new school in, and they put the soccer field in, the lead soccer field, you know, 1 month later, there was flooding over on Park Street. So you would think if a school was putting it in, they would be made aware that there is a potential problem. And yet, we've got a subdivision going in, or buildings going in. So I really want to make sure that he's aware of the potential problems.
He is.
Rather than, okay.
Yes, Councilor Fancy, please.
Okay, going into the water issue, which is, I think to me is the one that really concerns me the most, is because we've had some problems down in town with flooding and such as, and nobody knows the full water patterns. I mean, you try to guess where everything's coming from and where it's going to all take care of. And one issue that we had recently, I got a letter back from saying that we're on something up, but it's saying that something was properly engineered, right? And that's what, and that was the answer that came back to, well, we properly engineered it. So if we come back saying the same thing on this, that it's properly engineered and there's still flooding, well, then it's not the region's responsibility or anybody's responsibility because it's properly engineered. There's still always going to be accountability, and that make sure that you might, to your best of your ability, even your thoughts of how much drainage pipe you need and how everything's going to work, you never know how you're going to disrupt water patterns.
No, and that's certainly agreed, and it is the property owner's responsibility, whether it's a multiple unit residential development or a single family residential development that was taking place on that lot, which doesn't require the rezoning process and could have happened without the public hearing process. It's still the property owner's responsibility to ensure that drainage doesn't affect the downward property owner. So if there is issues, there is their responsibility to fix that. So
even if it's properly engineered,
well, obviously it's not properly engineered if there's still issues. So
I understand, for the benefit of everyone here, that this is not a new developer. This developer has built many units in various parts of the province. And I really believe that he has got the information that he requires for this type of development and the impact and the zoning and all that. This is not new to him. I really don't think he would risk anything to do with his reputation by building units in an area that's going to cause any issues. That's just my comment. Does that make any sense?
Thank you, Deputy. Any other council? Councilor Crowe?
I'd just like to end on a positive note, because I know the developments they're building there. They're beautiful buildings. They're really, really required in Liverpool. Finding an apartment, a decent apartment, is not easy. And I get calls all the time for people looking for apartments. So I know these are higher end apartments. It's something that we should be proud of in the end, because when you see them in Bridgewater, as soon as they're built. So hats off to them for investing.
Thank you, Councilor Fairlink. Any other council would like to speak on this issue? Are we ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. That completes our agenda for today. The motion